Hi everyone, so I'm going to talk about some residency programs and some changes I see in the future and this year. Now what's interesting is you are seeing two trends. Some countries are getting much stricter on this kind of thing. So for example, Cyprus and Malta actually completely stopped their programs or restricted them alongside Portugal, often because of pressure from the EU and some corruption scandals. But some countries are actually increasing ways to get residency. So, for example, in Thailand, they are mulling over plans to make it easier to get residency via a real estate investment, whereas previously it was much harder to get it, or the amounts you had to invest were much higher. So right now, there are plans, as per the articles below, to have, for example, a five-year visa for people who buy condos, because condominiums have been the most affected by the crisis because they are dependent on foreign buyers to a certain extent. And as per the second article, there's now a proposal to allow long-stay Thai visas to be granted for international buyers from as little as $100,000. So that's about 80,000 euros or 80,000 pounds or whatever, depending on the exchange rate. And what's quite interesting about that is because Thailand doesn't charge income tax on overseas income, a lot of people see Thailand as a decent opportunity, especially digital nomads and also business owners, people who can work all around the world, location independent, you know, workers. But then as per the third article, we are seeing in Portugal and some markets in the you know, Eurozone and Europe more generally, there's becoming more difficult. And what's quite interesting, I think, about the third article is that it mentions that in spite of concerns about travel restrictions, the market for so-called golden visas has only increased. It hasn't decreased in the last year, it's increased. And I think the reason for that is, A, there are more people around the world who are location independent. That could include anyone from a poorly paid person to a millionaire or a billionaire, all the way through to someone in the middle. In addition to that, more people are concerned about new taxes, like what's happening in Argentina and other countries. So all of these things are actually leading to increased demand for this kind of thing. So in the next 2, 3, 5 years, what you might see is A, more countries opening up new golden visa programs. We've already seen that in Bermuda and some other countries who are trying to attract in investment. But B, some countries under pressure from the EU or other entities who make it harder to do this. And finally, C, we might see more countries bringing in taxes on so-called nomads or location-independent country individuals. So all of that will mean that planning will become more important in the years ahead.